ABC Radio Australia.
Turning our attention to the fact that from the 3rd of June, Pacific Islanders from several countries will be eligible to register for a new visa that will allow them to stay in Australia long term. It's the Pacific Engagement Visa, based on an online ballot, and will allow up to 3,000 eligible Pacific Islanders annually to live and work in Australia more permanently. Most Pacific countries will take part in the program, and Dubravka Volodia asked Professor Stephen Howes, who's the director at the Development Policy Centre at the Australian National University, what those wanting to apply should know.
Well, first of all, they have to be from one of the countries that is included in the PEV. That's most of the Pacific countries. So far, Samoa, Kiribati and RMI are yet to be given a quota. So I think if you're from one of those countries, you're still in a holding pattern. And if you have a New Zealand passport, you're not eligible. But otherwise, if you're from one of the independent Pacific countries, then you're eligible to apply for the PEV through this ballot. And to apply, you need a passport. So that's very important. Not everyone has a passport. And sometimes it takes time to get a passport. And then you have to apply online. So you need access to the internet. And you do need to make a payment. It's $25 Australian, and that's also an online payment. So there are a few conditions, but it's pretty simple. I think the last one is you've got to be between 18 and 45. But dependents and partners of primary applicants can also be included in the application.
Applicants also need to pass certain health and character tests. Well, do we know how that works?
That comes later. That comes later. So the idea is more people will apply than there are visas. So that's why there's this ballot. And so the lucky ones get their names drawn out of the hat, as it were, and they then have to get over the subsequent hurdles, which, as you said, includes a health test, some sort of English test, police test, and most importantly, they've got to find a job in Australia. So there are some significant hurdles to cross after and if your name is, if you're successful in the ballot, but to actually apply for the ballot, it's just those fairly simple things I mentioned.
More than 1,000 applicants from Papua New Guinea will be accepted, so that will be the biggest draw, won't it?
That has been announced now, and as you mentioned, Papua New Guinea gets far more visas than anyone else. Almost half of the 3,000 go to PNG. It's 1,350. That's a lot. You know, I know from my own work in PNG, a lot of people don't have passports, and it's not... it can take a long time to get a passport in PNG. So I certainly encourage anyone in PNG who wants to apply for the ballot, if they don't have a passport, to make that your priority.
And do we know how these numbers were allocated?
Well, definitely population was one factor. And so PNG gets 1,350. The other larger countries, Timor-Leste is also included, and Timor-Leste and Fiji both get 300. The smaller countries are like Tuvalu, Nauru, are 100 each, FSM, Palau, 50. So definitely population was one factor. The government said another factor is how big the diaspora is in Australia. The whole point of this ballot is to build up the Pacific diaspora in Australia. And so countries that have a small, or nationalities that have a smaller diaspora were given preference. But then the government's also said it basically depended on their discussions with their, you know, various governments, and I guess how keen those governments are. So I don't think it's a formula that was used. It was rather a range of broad criteria.
Samoa and Kiribati are not taking part at this stage, at least. We know that Samoa, they faced some issues with worker shortages, in particular with the PALM scheme. Do you think that's connected?
Yeah, I think it might be. I think the government is reassessing their migration policy. But what the Australian government said is that none of the three countries that are eligible but which don't yet have quotas, none of them have said they don't want to participate. That's Samoa, Kiribati and Marshall Islands. And the government, out of those 3,000, the government's actually left 300 unallocated. And so that's obviously intended for those three countries to take up at some point.
And I understand that both seasonal workers who are already in Australia, as well as people who live in the Pacific, are eligible to apply.
Yeah, that's right. That's a really important point. You don't have to be in the country that you have a passport of to apply. You could be anywhere. And so, yeah, we'd expect a lot of the palm workers to apply. Obviously, they've all got passports. They have good access to the internet and to cash to pay the application fee. And they'd also know they already have a job. So they'd know that if they are successful in the ballot, you know, they'd have a good chance at the next stage, which is when you've got to go and find a job. So, yeah, we definitely see palm workers having an advantage, but it won't be only palm workers by any means, because many people will apply from the Pacific.
Overall, what are the benefits of this visa?
Well, I think the first benefit is that it gives you permanent residency in Australia. It's very different to the palm visa, which is a temporary visa. And another big difference between the two visas is that with the PEV visa, although you're required to have a job to get the visa, you're not tied to the employer. You can leave that job whenever you want. It's a lot more flexible visa than the palm visa. And it's also very attractive compared to other visas that Australia offers. You know, when people arrive in Australia, they normally don't have access to the benefits that Australian citizens and those who've been in Australia for a long time are eligible, such as, you know, the higher education loan program and various the family tax benefit, childcare subsidy. So there's a good program, I'd say, of welfare support. And then the third thing I'd say is that the Australian government will set up a service to help people find a job. So, you know, we don't know how quickly people are going to apply, how long it will take them. Word needs to get out. You know, June 3rd is only a month away. So no deadline's been given for the ballot closure. And so therefore, you know, no deadline's been given for when the successful applicants will be announced. So we really still don't know when the first sort of PEV visa holder will arrive in Australia. Personally, I don't think it'll be this year. I think it'll be next year. So there's still time. And obviously there will continue to be a lot of preparatory work underway to make sure it's a success.
Mm. Yeah, that was my last question. I have one more. Any issues you can see at this stage?
Well, it's sort of not finished. I think that's the main issue. The 300 unallocated that are sort of being earmarked for Samoa, Kiribati, Marshall Islands. I guess that's the big issue that needs to be ironed out. And then, you know, I have flagged the issue with PNG with so many slots for PNG, 1,350. You know, do enough people have passports? You don't want this visa to be only open to the elite, to the well qualified. You want the whole point of having a ballot is that it's available to all.